Finding our way around health systems. Experiences of navigating health systems. Finding our way around the many different health services available can be challenging for all women, and particularly for women with disabilities. We may need to find out about or get referrals for and book appointments with many different services. Women with disabilities regularly report feeling exhausted from facing barriers in many areas of our lives. We may have experience of trauma, often within medical systems, and some of us have long histories of medical treatments and interventions. Trying to manage or treat a health condition is challenging, and for women with disabilities in particular, this can have a big impact on our well-being. Types of health services. There are many different types of health services that look after different aspects of our health. Here are some examples of health services. General practitioners, specialists, hospitals, community health centres, allied health practitioners such as dentists and pharmacists, radiography, screening and pathology services. Public and private healthcare. Public hospitals provide services at no cost to people with access to Medicare. They are funded by the government, but can also be funded by health insurance when patients choose to use their private cover in a public hospital. When you are treated in a public hospital, the public health system will cover the cost of your treatment. As a public patient, you cannot choose your hospital, doctor, or specialist. Private health funds help cover some of the cost of your health care. If you join a private health fund, you can claim some money towards the cost of your treatment. For example, hospital cover helps cover costs when you go to hospital as a private patient. When you are treated as a private patient in hospital, your health insurer covers some or all of the hospital costs, such as accommodation. Medicare covers some of the doctor's costs. Your health insurer covers some or all of the remaining doctor's costs. As a private patient, you can choose your hospital, doctor, and specialist. There are often out-of-pocket costs when you access private health care, so finding out about these before having treatment is important. The Department of Health website has more information about public and private health care. https://www.health.gov.au/health-topics/private-health-insurance. Please note, some women with disabilities do not have access to Medicare, including those on temporary visas or even those who hold permanent resident visas and have not enrolled in Medicare. Cost of healthcare. Health services can cost money, even if they are partially funded by the government. This can change, so it is always good to find out about the costs of services before you make a decision. There are often costs for private health services, even if they are covered by insurance. When you receive medical care, whether it is under private or public health, you will likely come across these different terms. It is good to know what they mean. Gaps, or out-of-pocket cost, are the difference between what you are charged and what Medicare and or your private health insurer, if you have one, will pay for your medical treatment. Another way to think of it is the amount you pay. Medicare rebate is an amount paid back to you for a service. The Medicare rebate is the amount that has been set as an appropriate charge for that service on a list called the Medicare Benefit Schedule, MBS. For example, Medicare covers 75% of the Medicare Benefit Schedule, MBS, item number. If you are under private health insurance, your insurer will cover the remaining 25% of the MBS, item number. Medicare covers some or all of the costs of services, such as visits to a GP, visits to specialists in their rooms, diagnostic imaging, diagnostic tests, dental care for some children, eye checks by optometrists, allied health services. Item number. A Medicare item number is the number on a list by which Medicare identifies your treatment. You can use that number to check with Medicare and or your private health insurer what they will pay for your treatment. General practitioners and other health professionals sometimes bulk bill, which means Medicare pays the whole cost of the appointment. If they don't bulk bill, the patient pays some of the cost of the session. You can make a claim for a refund if you pay the full cost of your appointment with a GP and many other health service providers. If you receive the disability support pension or have a health care card, it is good to let your general practitioner know, as sometimes they will choose to bulk bill. Through your general practitioner, you can have access to a chronic disease management plan, which allows you to have 5 visits per calendar year to a physiotherapist, podiatrist, dietitian, or psychologist at no cost. Mental health professionals, including psychologists, psychiatrists, counsellors, social workers, and occupational therapists, can be seen with a treatment plan completed by a general practitioner. Medicare may cover some or all of the cost of the sessions. The National Disability Insurance Scheme may fund some mental health supports for people living with disabilities. For information about how to apply to join the NDIS, you can go to https://www.ndis.gov.au/applying-access-ndis/how-apply. Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, PBS, partially covers the cost of most medicines. Once a person spends a certain amount on medicines in 1 year, they reach the PBS safety net threshold. With a PBS safety net card, the price of medicines is lower for the rest of the year. For concession card holders, it can be free. Tip: if you take a lot of prescription medication, think about purchasing all prescriptions from the same chemist, as they will be able to tell you when you reach the PBS safety net. Informed financial consent is that you've been informed about the costs you can expect and what benefits you're getting for that cost. Your doctor and hospital have a responsibility to give you all the information before you have your treatment. You consent to them knowing what you're getting and what you'll need to pay. Find out more about informed financial consent. https://www.ndis.gov.au/understanding/ndis-and-government-services/health. Your doctor could also use the Australian Medical Association's AMA template to give you informed financial consent. https://AMA.com.au/sites/default/capital AMA /capital IFC/capital T lowercase emplate /capital F lowercase ORM.pdf. Health Services and the NDIS. The National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, funds some health supports directly related to a person's disability, and state health systems fund services related to health. More information can be found at https://www.ndis.gov.au/understanding/NDIS-and-other-government-services/health. interpreter services in health settings. Communication is a key entitlement under the Charter of Australian Healthcare Rights. Women with disabilities must have access to appropriate communication support when they need to know their rights, give consent, participate in decision-making, and be informed of information relating to their health and well-being. Interpretation services in state-funded health settings, including public hospitals, are funded by the state and booked through each service's booking system. Interpreter services available are the National Auslan Interpreter Booking and Payment Service, NABS, https://www.nabs.org.au. A Commonwealth Government service which can provide Auslan interpretation for health appointments. For people over 65 who do not have an NDIS plan, NABS is free for healthcare appointments with your GP, specialist, or specified health consultations. For people with an NDIS plan that includes interpreting hours, you can book an interpreter with NABS for your healthcare and other appointments, work, hobbies, financial, etc. For anyone under 65 without NDIS, or anyone not eligible for NDIS, NABS is not free. Interpreting can be provided at a cost. Spoken languages other than English. Most healthcare settings either have National Accreditation Authority for Translators and Interpreters, NAATI, on staff, or can access an interpreter for you for on-site interpreting, or over the phone via the Government Translating and Interpreting Service, TIS, http://www.tisnational.gov.au. This is a free service, but it is best to let the service know if you need an on-site interpreter, as it will need to be booked beforehand. Quote from Kelly: "There are really good doctors and supports out there, and health professionals and physios and all of that, and sometimes it's just a matter of keeping on going until you find the people who can understand you and where you're coming from, and who understand that if you've walked into the room, it's because it's not all well, that there is something happening. So it's waiting to find the right team for you." End quote.